This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins appear on the verge of naming their new manager. Former bench coach Derek Shelton appears to be the guy, according to multiple media reports. The former Pirate skipper will take over for the fired Rocco Baldelli. The Wolves were down by 20 in the second half. They put on a furious fourth quarter rally and actually took the lead on the Lakers with 10 seconds to play. Then they had their hearts ripped out. Austin Reaves hit a floater to win it at the buzzer. Lakers 116, Wolves 115. Minnesota coach Chris Finch.
You know, we had a hard time making them miss shots for a while. I mean, I thought when we, and then when we did, we had a hard time like finishing possessions. I thought that was the story of the first half was, fouls, offensive rebounds, and kind of shot contests that were just not quite there. And they got some, they saw the ball go in, and then they got hot. That's how it happens in our league. I thought we got to make them miss a little bit more.
Julius Randle had 33 points. Vikings quarterback Carson Wentz says he was just trying to fight through injury to play when he got battered in last Thursday's loss to the Chargers, and he does not regret it.
The whole time I felt I can still help this team. You know, at the end of the day, I knew what I was signing up for. It wasn't like anyone was forcing me to go. I mean, this is my 10th year in the league. There's a lot bigger things in my life to worry about, so I wasn't going to do anything that would be detrimental to my own health.
Wentz will now have season-ending shoulder surgery soon, and J.J. McCarthy is going to be back under center this weekend in Detroit.
Just finished up a great practice. Felt like there was a lot that, you know, we did well, a lot that we got to improve on this week, and, you know, got a tremendous opportunity in front of us against a divisional opponent, really tough opponent. You know, they've done a lot of great things this year, and it'll be great to see where we stack up against them, and, you know, we're just really focused on attacking each and every day and making sure we're prepared as possible going into this one on Sunday.
McCarthy says his ankle feels great. The kickoff is noon on Sunday. The 20th-ranked Gopher volleyball team got a straight set sweep of Illinois last night at Metairie Pavilion. This is MNN Sports.